Two strange weirdos I met in college became quick friends, and they love to travel, so they left the country and moved to Ireland. But now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
Hello.
Hello.
I am such an idiot. I'm watching my voice waves on my computer screen, and when you said hello and there weren't sound waves on mine, I was like, wait, something's not working.
Ghost.
Nope, Maggie, you're real stupid. That wouldn't show up on yours.
Ghost Tavinia.
Jesus Christ. That's Tavinia.
Yep, and that's Maggie.
We're the Cadawamplers.
We are. We are doing a minisode today.
We are. It's our, what is this, third one? Third happiness minisode?
Second. Third.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
I was like, wait, what?
Nope, you're right. I thought we were still in September. We're not. October's about to end.
At this point, I don't fucking know what's going on anymore.
So yes, October. And like we kind of mentioned in the last episode, we are going to be doing two minisodes, obviously, for this month. This one is to cover October, and then the next one's to obviously cover November. So, do you want me to start, or do you want to start?
I can start if you want me to, because I admittedly don't have much to update.
All right.
So that was going to be my update. Was okay. So I'm pulling up my calendar now. So my whole thing is that I bought this line a day journal, because I recognize about myself that I process through my thoughts and feelings and emotions a lot better if I physically write them down. And so I bought that one line a day journal, and I was doing really, really well. And I wrote in it every day for 2 weeks. And then at the beginning of October, let's see, what was, it was a conference. So I had that work conference that I was somehow kind of in charge of. And it was so wild. And I stopped writing in that journal over the conference time. And then I just pretty much never got back on track, because after the conference, then Tavinia was in town, then immediately turned around and went to Fort Collins with Peyton the weekend after that. Then last weekend, Tavinia and I were in Kansas you guys know, you heard the episode, for homecoming and stuff. And then this coming weekend, I'm going to Los Angeles. And these are 100% all, oh my God. Do you guys hear that?
No.
I'm assuming it's a snowplow. It's also snowing in Denver. We're recording. It's 3:30 in the afternoon my time, because it's been snowing for the last 2 days, and we had an early release from work today, which is also why you hear my radiator just continually banging in the background. And this happens all day, all night. And then there's some construction noises happening outside, so it's just a fucking disaster over here.
Nice.
So yes, anyway, I have not been the greatest about writing in my journal, and it's just been such a busy month that I feel like I haven't sat down and thought about this at all, or worked through any kind of emotions at all, which I know enough about myself to know that I do need that. Downtime is critical for me to be able to sit down and process through my emotions, and not even negative emotions, but happy emotions included. I really enjoy, a couple of hours at night to just sit around. I try really hard to have everything done by 7 or 8 o'clock, so that then I've got a couple of hours to just sit around and do nothing and watch TV. And that's my decompress time. And I haven't really had that in the month of October, because Peyton and I are trying to get down the schedule of her commuting back and forth to Florida. And she will be moving back up here to Denver in the next month, but until then, she's commuting back and forth, and so it's just been a lot going on. And so admittedly, I have done next to no work. The few lines that I did put in that journal were awesome, and I actually picked it back up on Sunday night after I landed, coming back from Kansas. I picked it back up and started writing in it again, so I've got 3 days in a row now that I've written this month. But I'm just a dumpster fire. I'm sorry. I'm doing my best, guys.
I mean, this is what this podcast is how we talk about how we're both such dumpster fires. So
even when we try to put an emphasis on specifically doing this one thing, still a mess.
It's all right. October has been crazy busy as well for me. I've traveled every weekend. No, except for the first one, but no, that's not true. I still did travel. I've had to travel somewhere else every weekend, and it has been exhausting.
Yep.
And so I was looking forward to, you know, having time at home, which is funny because I'm actually under the, there you go. See, you hear the snot in my nose? Under the weather at the moment. So I am home, but this is not what I meant by being able to stay home.
No.
But the month of October was for me to work on attitude, which is funny because I thought that would definitely be the hardest month. And I feel like a part of me was like, well, you didn't even work on it because things are just so hectic. But when I looked through the like bullet points or the exact specific things I wanted to work on in this month, I kind of did. So my three were compliment each person, point out others' achievements, and make yourself vulnerable for 1 week. Just 1 second.
Okay.
It's funny, and I know this about myself, but I'm a very kind of narcissistic person. No, that's not true. No, it is. Let's not lie. A bit narcissistic, but also I don't know. I love the idea of like supporting others and everything like that, and I do love doing that. But for some reason, I always take other people's success as my failure. Which is so stupid when you say it out loud, and I realize that that's just a whatever. But it's real, and I don't like that part about myself. And so, because you can be happy for others and happy for yourself. Like, it doesn't mean that just because they won something, you lost. Like, that's just literally the, what is that, Ricky Bobby quote of if you're not first, you're last. And it's like, well, there's second and third and fourth. Like, there's other positions. It's so stupid. Yeah. But that's why I really wanted to focus on the first two of, you know, compliment other people and point out others' achievements. And I did do this a couple times, especially at work. That's where I am almost all the time. And it made me feel really good to do that, to like bring that to somebody else of like, and it made me, I mean, it doesn't count for everything, but it made me feel like I'm showing people I'm working on it, you know, like I'm working on this. I need to be better. And I love self-development. I love self-growth. And I love working on myself. It's like my favorite thing because, sadly, I'm going to be probably the only masterpiece of my life. Because I'm not artistic in any way. But, yeah, it makes me feel good when I stop being so full of myself and just do things for others. I love doing things for others. And so, in fact, one of the people I work with, she got offered this chance to sit in on a call that was like, not international. What is it called? Nationwide. That's when it's just all of the United States, right?
Oh yes. My God. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Nationwide. And so she got to be one of two representatives for our state on the call. And like, it was a bunch of other states too. And it was super exciting for her. And honestly, I would never want to be on that call. So there was no jealousy or anything like that. And I was like, this is the time. Like, say something. And I just looked at her and I was like, I am so happy for you and so proud of you. And she just like lit up. And I was like, was that so hard? Like, why? Like, you could be doing this all the time and just being a nice, genuine person. And it was really. And then, I don't know. I didn't feel, I don't know, it was just nice. So working on things like that. And I mean, no parts of us are all very pretty. And it's something that I'm a little ashamed of that I am that way. But hey, I'm working on it. So And for the make yourself vulnerable, I didn't think of it at the time when I was doing it, but I've also done this a couple times. So I, as you know, and you probably remember from the college episode, am very passionate about my friends. Like, I'm involved in their lives. I get very entangled, more than they ever want me to. And I worry about them and I love them, but I don't like to bring it up all the time because, you know, like, chill. But this weekend when Maggie and I were together, and we were standing outside, I had a moment and I was like, be vulnerable with her. Like, this is Maggie we're talking about. You know, you can be vulnerable with her. And so I was, and it was like, I still think about it, and it was a good moment. And also, why put yourself down for wanting to connect with somebody? And so, I mean, at times it's a bit much even for myself, but like, if I can find that time with someone and just express to them how I feel and have that moment, then, you know, why not? So that was my big things. Now, one thing I will say is I'm supposed to be working on the other months as I'm in the month, and that has not happened. I just focus on that one month. I noticed that about myself. And I was like, hey, how's that working out weekly going? Not great, because I'm not doing it at all. And the cooking 3 times a week, like, LOL, that was fun for a month. And now I'm like, no, I don't want to do any of that. So I think that's something that's going to be a carry on for each month of, hey, don't forget it. And I think I'm also, I thought about this a couple days ago. I think I'm going to, I have a bunch of those large sticky notes. And so I think I'm going to stick one at the foot of my bed on the wall that is just kind of like a, did you do this before you go to sleep? Of like, and the little things, not like cook a meal right now before you're about to go to bed, but like, plan this out or whatever, and so that it's always kind of right there in my face to keep working on it. So
yeah, I feel like that might end up being what a lot of these episodes, these happiness minisodes are, is kind of like, yeah, we kind of fucked up a little bit this month, but we're gonna get back on it next month. And maybe I'm just saying this to make ourselves feel better, but like,
and we'll just keep doing it every, saying the same thing every month.
So like, but if we're going to have some like grace with ourselves, hopefully the like 4 listeners that we have also give us a little bit of grace.
Hey, we're looking at you, New York.
And Madison.
And Madison.
Yeah, because realistically, I mean, this is, it's a great idea and I still stand by it. And I still have the 4 agreements like on my nightstand, but it takes up a lot of mental space to try and like do something like this and like try to change something, even though it's a positive change, it's still a change. And that can be really like mentally and emotionally taxing. And there are some, you know, sometimes that you're just like, I just really don't want to, you know, like this month's thing is physical and tonight's my workout class, but I just really don't fucking want to go. I had a hard day at work or whatever. And I feel like that's okay. And once again, I pretty much did absolutely fucking nothing for this month, but it was a busy month and I kind of just ran out of time and this got pushed to the back burner. I will say that I feel like my mental health has maybe, I don't want to say suffered, but I don't think it has improved either. And the whole point of this for me was to try and kind of, I think I'm inherently a rather pessimistic person, honestly. And so I'm hoping that if I just keep doing positive things, that over time I will become an inherently optimistic person. And so I've noticed that this month I haven't really, and I feel like I've been making strides in that over the last few months, whether or not it was directly related to reading the book and all that kind of stuff. But I've noticed that I haven't felt like I've made any strides towards that this month. And I think a big part of that is because I was so busy and I wasn't putting any thought in it. And so now I know that these like really, really busy months where I literally don't have a weekend off are probably not the best thing for me. So I guess that's a small win, knowing that about myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. And I mean, hey, also, although when we post this, it will be November. Right now, as we're recording, it's the 29th, so we got 2 more days.
So we fucking killed it. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing you say is
to do something.
Yeah, that's true.
My educational career, I've just crammed it all at the end before it's due.
That's my entire life, actually. I'm like, I have this giant work project that's currently happening at work. This giant project that I have known about for months and months, and the deadline is October 31st.
Uh-oh.
Guess when I started?
Uh-oh.
Today. Yeah. I mean, I'll get it done because it's mindless work. It's not like a heavy lift. It's just monotonous and boring and long. So the point is that there's always enough time. That's the lesson
that's
that
we're
teaching.
Saying.
Do tomorrow. That's the motto.
I love that.
I am
excited. Sorry.
I was ending the episode because I don't have anything else to say.
Sorry, I have just the last thing.
Okay.
I was going to say what my next one is. I'm very excited for it because November is books. So,
yay.
I only had two kind of goals on here of actual things to work on. And the first one was to read a little bit every day. And literally, I had to specify in parentheses nothing work related because. No, because I know that I'll try to find some like loophole of like, well, I technically read some stuff today. And then finish a book a week, which is a stretch, but we'll figure it out.
Maybe I'll piggyback onto your book thing for the month of November, because I feel like, and this is like such a, I don't know, like it seems kind of stupid when I say it out loud, but also it means a lot to me that people know that I read, and so people recommend a lot of books to me, and people give me books, and so I have this, like, literally an entire, well, I've got some books on my nightstand that, a book on my nightstand that Peyton gave me, and then I also have, like, a small list of books that Peyton has recommended that sound really interesting, and I truly do want to read them, and then, like, my aunt recommended the Abby Wambach book, and so I ordered that off Amazon, but so, I have all these books and book recommendations.
Who?
Abby Wambach, the soccer player.
No idea.
She has a book. I forget what it's called because... where is it? It's on my shelf. I can see it, but I'm not wearing my glasses, so I can't see what the title is. It's like
that's okay.
Wolfpack, I think.
I have no idea who that is.
I almost said Wolfgang, and then I was like, that's even better. Just a gang of wolves. But my point is that I feel like I have a lot of book recommendations, and I have a lot of books sitting around that I need to read. And so like what happens is, so my aunt is the one who recommended the Abby Wambach book to me. And I went out to dinner with her last night and she was like, hey, did you read that book? And like, we'd even talked about the fact that it's a super quick read. Like I literally think I'm going to sit down and read the whole thing in like a couple of hours, but I haven't read it. And like, cause I haven't set aside time to do that. And you could tell when I was like, oh no, not yet. She was like, oh, you know, like it, not that it like literally hurts people's feelings when you don't follow through on something like that, but at the same time it kind of does, like it sends a message that, oh yeah, cool, thanks, but I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, because my old professors have been trying to get me to read this book for the longest time called Educated, and it sounds amazing, and I do want to read it, I need to read it, but it's really funny because when I told my mother that, like, you know what my plan was for all the months or whatever, she was like, oh, books, great, I got two I'm gonna send you right now. And so I have them now, and I know I'm gonna have to read those, and I just ordered another one this morning. Well, I needed one more book, so maybe that can be my other one. I need one each week.
There you go.
Never mind, figured it out, I'll read this one.
Yeah, actually that's another one that my aunt brought up last night, was Educated and how good it was.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, maybe I'll join in on that with you, that make an effort to read more this month. And I miss, like, I love to read. I've always been like a big reader, and
same.
I think with like social media and Netflix and Hulu and all that stuff, I just don't anymore.
Yep.
So cool. All right, we're reading. We're gonna be bookworms for November.
Yay! That's all I got.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, cool beans. We will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Okay, bye.